So I'm gonna actually take the platform that everyone's said, and then I'm gonna actually try to present something that's way out there. Tech Ranch was born out of tragedy. I lost a friend, and it so very severely, deeply wounded me that I actually had to go do something different. I had a very normal founder kind of career until this, you know, young woman decided to commit suicide. And in that tragedy and in the struggle that I had in dealing with that, I actually started having to really look about what the world could look like. I'm not an overly religious person, but I'm going to say this because it actually speaks to what I want to point to for all of us, not just in our local community, but actually something that's quite profound way out there. In the Lord's Prayer, it actually says, on earth as it is in heaven. There are writers right now, like Peter Diamandis, that are actually saying that within the next 20 years, all the world's problems could be addressed. All the world's problems. Can you imagine that? Within 2 decades, all the world's problems could be addressed. He actually writes about this in Peter Diamandis is his name, but he writes about this. And the thing that I think is quite profound is that we actually live in a period of time where it might actually be possible. So my prize, and all the entrepreneurs that I hope to touch, and all the work that I hope to do in my lifetime, whatever I have left, is I say 100,000 solutions to world problems. And part of it is having Jacksonville stand up and actually say, hey, wait, we're going to actually do this. We're going to actually create this collaborative environment that's really going to support entrepreneurs. That actually, because if we have that soft landing for the pioneers who actually don't make it, somewhere, every once in a while, I've been close to bankruptcy twice during my career, and that's not a very nice place to be. But the idea is if we can actually have this group of people come together and work with each other so that there are softer landings when there are failures, and there's someone to pick you up during the Thursday night where you're trying to figure out, how am I going to pay my employees tomorrow morning? You know, only an entrepreneur is going to be the entrepreneur that person needs to talk to, because they're the only person going to understand. I hear the echo of my mother's voice saying, for the first 10 years of my entrepreneurial career, even after all the money I made, she said, Kevin, don't you want to go get a job? We have to actually presence this idea about entrepreneurs supporting entrepreneurs to create the cooperative world, to then go do what we need to do to discover in the next 20 years how we can actually solve all the world's problems.
Thank you guys very much.